I hugged her back, feeling happier than I had in a long, long time. Things were finally looking up.
It's a perfect day for it. You're lucky. My first day was in 3 foot of snow. Still, I wouldn't trade jobs with anyone in the world.
The sun was shining and the sky was bright blue. It really was the perfect day. Thank you again, Ted, for all your help. I can't wait to get started.
No problem at all. You should thank Olivia, really. She said so many good things about you that I couldn't say no. Here, put this on and we'll get going.
He handed me a bright yellow vest and a hard hat, and I followed him out to the van. As we made our way towards the city centre, he told me that for my first day, I'd just be by his side to see how it was done. Then, if everything seemed okay, I could start doing it myself tomorrow. Ted was so warm and so welcoming, and best of all, he talked so much that he didn't even want to put the radio on. When we arrived, I realised that I hadn't even thought about dancing since I'd woken up. I was so happy. I wanted to, well, not dance, but I did want to sing. What I actually did, however,